Jordan is convinced that he could be a meteorologist.
Now,
solely because of the weather the U.S. has been experiencing right now all over the country, and you're like, yeah. I can read Google. That's not what they do.
Look, you just did meteorology right there.
No, I didn't.
Is there a lot of snow outside?
Depends where you are. You remember a world where there wasn't Netflix or streamers?
No, I do, actually, because we used to get the Netflix, like, DVDs.
Okay. So that negates what I just said. Do you remember a world where there wasn't Netflix?
You guys had Blockbuster.
Yeah, did you?
Kind of.
No, see? What was your biggest issue with the Grammys, honestly?
It sucked.
Why, Mom? Like, give me some material here.
I don't know any of these singers. I don't know Rosé. That's what I drink.
When did you think DVDs became a thing?
I don't know, like 1990.
1990?
Yeah.
So VHS is like late 80s.
Yeah. For the people at home, DVDs came out in America March of 97. The first couple were Twister, Mars Attacks, and Batman.
Yeah.
They first started in Japan November of 96, so just a couple months before.
When did you think videotapes came
out? What was before VHS?
There was nothing, Audrey. That's why it was such a big deal.
What the heck?
Everybody say yay, drink a thing. Drink a thing.
Jesus Christ, Audrey. My God.
I figure whenever I go to McDonald's, I'm eating part of Grimace. So you just have to be
with
that.
Like,
you
what?
Know? Like, I never I thought this was tried and true pork rib.
We're planning Jordan's bachelor party.
Yeah.
He's getting married in June. I am in the process as his best man of setting everything up and coordinating with two other very close friends of yours.
Yes.
For our bachelor party in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
I did not pick the locale. That was more of a Jordan guided by one of these crazy people. We'll call him Paul. Paul is lazy. But Paul is also rich.
Paul one day texted me and said, am I allowed to be myself on the trip? And I said, yes, you should always be yourself. He was like, well, do you know what that means? I was like, yeah, Paul, if you don't want to leave the house, you don't have to leave
I'm
the
glad
house.
You said that, right? So we're picking a place to stay in Scottsdale, and we're going over my Airbnbs and whatnot. And again, I can't reiterate this enough. This is a very important part. Paul is rich.
Yeah.
So there's nine guys going. We're looking to spend like $200 a person for three nights in Scottsdale.
Right.
Seems very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Paul said, great, got it. I put together a list. He did the effort. He came up with six options.
Okay.
Jordan, the cheapest option is $8,000.